everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep.
Jerry Bader Show 1007, The Birds. Turn, turn, turn. I'm tempted to do a trivia question on this, but I'm not 100% sure I have the answer right. Actually, there would be two elements to it. Most people know that this is from the Bible. Two of the questions, there are two questions. One would be, who adapted it for the Birds? I believe it's Pete Seeger. But I'm not 100% sure on that. The other question would be, what book of the Bible includes these passages? I'm like 98% sure that I have this right. But because of that 2% doubt in my mind, and I don't have... Jason, Google it quick. No, because by the time you Google it, then someone else will Google it, and it'll be a Google. I think it's Ecclesiastes. I think. But I'm not 100% sure on that. I think that's the book that it's from. But I'm just not 100% sure. Somebody will call and tell you, yeah, Jerry's right, yeah, Jerry's wrong. I thought that was the book it was from, but I'm not claiming to be right on that. If I was 100% absolute certain, I would have done a contest on that. That listener says I'm right on that? For whatever they're worth, they say, yeah, I'm right on that. We'll double check that. I just wasn't confident enough to do a contest on it. Otherwise, it would have been a good off the top of my head contest. Final thoughts on Dick Durbin just making up that someone said the president, I can't even stand to look at you. That a Republican lawmaker said that to President Obama when he didn't. Chicago Tribune writes, last year, when Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Nevada Democrat, loopily claimed that Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney had gone 10 years without paying taxes, he could cite nothing more credible than an unnamed but extremely credible source. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi told the Huffington Post that Harry Reid made a statement that is true. Somebody told him. It's a fact. Really. We noted then that this sort of sophistry is rooted in nothing more noble than whatever it takes for my side to win. Truth isn't the issue. Beating the other guy is, even if it means no accusation is beyond the pale. We said that Reid is a birther because he plays by birther's rules. Does Dick Durbin genuinely want to work constructively that he shouldn't play by birther's rules? Yep, Book of Ecclesiastes. I was right. See, darn it, we could have given something away. I'll have to try it tomorrow. And it was Pete Seeger, wasn't it? Yeah, see, I was 2-0. I was 2-0 on that. A final thought on this. So Dick Durbin and Harry Reid can just say things completely unsubstantiated, and they're not supposed to be called out on it. This is amazing. And yeah, it's kind of personal to me because when somebody does something stupid like that, they should face consequences for it. I'm just saying. Just saying. Now, on to other things. Was it last week? Yeah, it wasn't yesterday. It was last week we did the topic about driving, right? And we drove a lot of people crazy, suggesting that the elderly, perhaps, should be retested more often as their physical skills diminish. And according to a Rasmussen survey, the definition of elderly was 75 and over. A guy emailed me several times, well, young people have the most accidents. I didn't dispute that. I did not dispute that. What I was saying is your skills do diminish. And here's what I would argue. That accidents involving the elderly whose physical skills have diminished tend to be more catastrophic because they just absolutely, those involved, not all elderly, but those involved in those crashes, never should have been behind the wheel. It wasn't just a mistake or an errant judgment, as is often the case with the young. They absolutely were no longer competent to drive at all and shouldn't have been driving, which is why you have them plowing into buildings and crowded sidewalks and that sort of thing. They're an accident waiting to happen. Yes, and a person said, no, the more you drive, the better your skills get. Okay, to a point, yes. I said no, talking about someone my age. I've maxed out on how much I'm going to improve my skills with experience. To a younger person, yes. My daughter's a better driver now than she was a year and a half ago when she got her license. I admit that. Younger drivers do improve with practice, with experience, but that peaks out. And then your physical skills diminish. But I didn't dispute that younger drivers do have a majority of the crashes, which is why I said all people need some type of retesting, at least if it's the rules, if not physical retesting. This was in yesterday's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There are new devices out there that allow parents to closely monitor how their kids drive the car. But a lot of parents won't do it because they think it means they don't trust their kids. It's called DriveCam. It's one of them. There are probably several. But one of them is DriveCam. It's a monitoring device that records video whenever her daughter makes driving mistakes. Her daughter, one of the women who talked to the Journal Sentinel, her daughter wasn't pleased. It emails missteps to her parents, who review the footage online with her. I felt violated because it was going to be recording me, the 16-year-old said. However, Chloe now said she'd recommend it to her friends because it made her a better driver. The machine, obtained for free from the family's auto insurer, American Family Insurance, recorded her 23 times the first week. Now, she only makes sporadic mistakes. It's nice because it tells me what I'm doing wrong, so I won't do it anymore, she said. It's only intrusive while it's recording, so in order not to feel that way, I drive well. Research shows that electronic monitoring devices can reduce risky driving behavior by teens, and a growing number of insurance companies and automakers are offering new products, but they are slow to catch on. The woman the paper spoke with said she was, or the kid, was the only one among her peers with a driving monitor. In interviews with Milwaukee area families, many felt they infringed upon the trust they had with their children. According to American Family Insurance, 15,000 families have used the DriveCam in 19 states since it launched in 2007. The company has recorded 65 to 70% reductions among participants in distractions, tailgating, poor scanning, intentionally unsafe driving, and speeding. When they know that their behavior is being monitored, they behave better behind the wheel. That's true of all of us, in all things, not just kids. That if we know we're being watched, we behave differently. It doesn't matter where we are. If we know that there's behavior that someone's going to monitor, record, or even just make note of, we behave differently. Parents think this is an invasion of their kids' privacy. Here's another element of this. Is this an extension of the helicopter parent? The helicopter parent is the one that this latest generation has created, where they hover around their kids and watch their every move, even into college, even going to a college professor and complaining about a grade for their 18, 19, 20-something adult child. We have criticized helicopter parents. Is this being a helicopter parent using this monitoring device? Is this an invasion of your child's privacy? Or is it a good idea? I think this is a magnificent idea. And when our kids were young drivers, I wish we had done it. I regret that we don't. I want to see what you think about it. 406-1360, that we didn't. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1016. Kick it!
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.